Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to Soar Every Day with your boy, Petey Pete. I am your host, Petey Pete, also known as Pete Richardson. That's my government name. I'm the owner and creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully, which turned into Soar Radio. How's everybody out there doing today, man? I'm actually broadcasting to you live from Walmart's parking lot. I actually just now pulled up, and my daughter got sick this morning. End up throwing up, and so that's why I had to go ahead and make sure. My wife, we got three kids, so she's talking about, well, we're going to need to go get some Pedialyte. We're going to need to go get some Pedialyte. I'm like, well, should I cancel the show? She's like, you need to do what you need to do. And I was like, you know what, let me just go ahead and broadcast from the car. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. Shout out to the YB for that. You know what I'm saying? Opposition also brings opportunity. Adversity also introduces you to who you are. And the one person who do knows all about adversity, man, is that man LeBron James right now. This dude has got a whole new team, for the second part of the season, and now has made it to the finals. And I know sometimes I'm like, how they got adversity, man? First, this dude grew up without a father, you know what I mean? And then in one school year, I believe, he missed a whole bunch of days in high school. Then the next year, he got the perfect attendance. And, man, look at this guy. This guy talking about giving an opportunity. Shoot, this man took his opportunity, and he's running with it. Shout out to this young man. Now he's going to his eighth NBA finals. Can you believe it? But, I guess he believed, and now he's achieving it. You know what I'm saying? Game one versus the Warriors, man. It's their fourth straight trip, fourth in a row. And the game one is tomorrow. And I actually got to say, personally, I'm going to go for LeBron James, man, and just go. And just, you know, everybody loves a Cinderella story. Everybody loves a go-getter. Everybody loves a positive influence. And people are just looking for something to come at LeBron James for. But even though, right off top of my head, you know, I used to really didn't used to rock with the man like that until I used to see everybody hating on him, and then I went and checked him out. Kind of like T.D. Jakes. I wasn't really rocking with T.D. Jakes either, you know, back in the day when I was growing up. He'd be so, he's a devil worshiper, new woo-woo. And then when I went and listened to him myself, like, man, that's my favorite preacher. You know what I'm saying? Kind of same thing with LeBron James. Moral of that story is, you know what I'm saying, don't let somebody else's opinion influence your decision on your opinion as well, because you can just go do your own research. You feel me? So shout out to LeBron James and them Cavs. And I wonder how it feels to be one of those guys in the NBA. Have you ever thought about that? You know, I mean, of course you do. That's why some people try to train their kids. I'm like, hey, I got the next Jordan right here. I got the next Stephen Curry. You know what I mean? And man, I wonder how it is to be one of those guys. My wife was talking under that. I wonder what he do in his free time. I'm like, why are you worried about him, though? Why are you worried about LBJ? I'm PDP. I'm PDP. You know? But no, man, I wonder about that, man. This dude spends millions of dollars, you know what I'm saying, just on his body. And then you got Carrie. You know, his wife is Aisha Carrie. She's a famous cook. You know, she actually just took a cigarette out of one of the Houston Rockets fans' mouth. You know what I'm saying? It just makes me wonder and makes me think what some of those people do. Man, if I was LeBron James right now, I'd probably be in rehab. It's the morning time, you know, in the rehab, chilling in the ice tub, getting ready to get a massage, you know what I mean, at the treatment facility. Then just go kick it with the fam, get ready, you know, and probably eat me a big juicy steak tonight. You know what I'm saying? And then just get ready to go dominate for his eighth trip to the NBA Finals, man. If this guy pulls this off, will he be better than Jordan? Will y'all finally give him the real throne? I mean, shoot. I love Jordan to death, man. When Jordan quit basketball, I retired from basketball. I was in ninth grade. I was like, Jordan quit, I quit. And I got MVP each year. So, that's how much I love Jordan. But, man, woo, it's hard to say, but Jordan got 6 rings, 6 MVPs, best defensive player of the year, best offensive player of the year. Woo! I got to give it to Jordan, man. I'm sorry, LeBron. I got to give it to Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Woo, I do got to give it to Jordan. But also what's going on out there is LiAngelo Ball. He's the second oldest son of LeVar Ball. His oldest brother, Lonzo Ball, is on the L.A. Lakers. And that's where actually LiAngelo Ball had a pre-draft workout at, while his brother Lonzo actually watched on the side. Jello Ball actually had a brief career at UCLA before he was suspended indefinitely, and which eventually led to his father pulling him off the team because, remember, he got into that, he stole something over in China. And President Trump had said that he, quote unquote, got them boys sent home, in which it really wasn't true. If you guys watch The Ball in the Family, it actually explains everything there. But word on the street, he actually worked out. He's a 6'5 guy. He actually doesn't look that big on TV, but he's a 6'5 guy. He averaged 12.6 points in the Lithuania League that him and his brother played in over there overseas. So we're going to see how that is going to work out. I was actually reading up on some sources and everything from ESPN, and they're talking about how he has great ties, but he needs to spend a couple more years overseas and then see how that's going to go. Also, in the hip-hop world, man, did y'all see Drake and Pusha T? Pusha Terrence. Pusha Terrence is coming out talking about Drizzy Drake. Drizzy Drake dropped a diss track called, what's it called, Desi? Something like that, because Pusha T came out and dissed him on his album called Daytona. And then Drake responded, and everybody was like, oh, he got him. But then just last night, Life of Adonis, I believe Adonian is what he called the track. And then come the word on the street, Pusha T's talking about how Drake has, a son out there by a porn star. By a porn star. And talking about he need to go ahead and pay a child support and how his dad left when he was 9 and what's wrong with his mama being married and stuff like that. And, ooh, it's a great time for the hip-hop world. And as I said, I'm broadcasting live to you out here at Walmart parking lot. And that's what I like. That's what I want to hit y'all with today, man, for Soar Every Day with PDP. Go ahead and follow me on my Snapchat, PDP05. You can hear me today on 104.9 The Beat. Love is number one for hip-hop and R&B. 3-7, prime time, baby. The new prime time DJ. You got to get away to stay away. That probably didn't even make sense. But, man, it's time for me to go in here and buy these diapers. Buy me some Pedialyte. Do my daddy duties. See you guys tomorrow. Another sore day, the same sore time, broadcasting to you live. Sore Every Day with PDP. Uh-huh.